Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a big name interview show every Monday and one of these short daily episodes every day, Tuesday through Sunday. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is November the 2nd, and on this day in 1978, The Police released their debut album, Outlandos D'Amour. It sets them on the path to greatness, of course, containing the hits Roxanne, Can't Stand Losing You, and So Lonely. Another album released on this day, but in 1993, is the seventh studio effort from the wonderful Kate Bush. The Red Shoes is inspired by the 1948 ballet film of the same name, and the album features contributions from the likes of Eric Clapton, Gary Brooker from Procol Harum, and Prince. On this day in 1969, the Rolling Stones quasi-documentary Sympathy for the Devil, directed by Jean-Luc Godard, premieres in San Francisco. And on this day in 1963, the first recorded use of the phrase Beatlemania was used. Reviewing the Beatles concert the night before in Cheltenham, the British newspaper The Daily Mirror uses the headline Beatlemania, which becomes synonymous with the band, the 60s, and the changing of the social times. But for today's show, we focus on an album released in 1968.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene.
Yes, on this day in 1968, the second studio album from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Traffic peaked on the UK album chart. The album was called Traffic. The group, whose core lineup consisted of Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, Chris Wood, and Dave Mason, had success with their debut album, Mr. Fantasy, which had gone top 20 in the UK and reached number 88 in America. But Dave couldn't handle the fame and left the group. He did decide to come back, though, just in time for this second album, Traffic, and the group had even more success with this one. And on this day, it got to number 9 in the UK, their highest charting of all their records over here, and it was also a hit in the US, climbing to number 17. It also featured one of their best-known songs, Feeling Alright. I interviewed Dave Mason on episode 42 of Vintage Rock Pod and asked him about the song and the time surrounding this record.
You did rejoin, didn't you, in time for the second album, and you contributed a whole host of songs. And again, the big song, Feeling Alright, was on there, and that's the one that kind of everyone remembers. It was a big hit, and Joe Cocker's obviously since taken it on and things like that. But can you remember much about the sessions or the writing of Feeling Alright?
Well, I had written that song during the period of time that I was not with Traffic. I actually wrote it in a... wrote it on an island called Hydra in Greece. It's just a, it's a unrequited love song, basically.
And what did you make of Joe Cocker? I mean, did you get a chance to perform with Joe Cocker when he did it?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've done it a few times with Joe. Yeah. Did it a couple of times with John Belushi doing Joe.
Was that more fun?
With Belushi? Yeah. Of course.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dave Mason there. You can hear the full interview I did with Dave, where he talks about his time in Traffic, his solo success, and his friendship with Jimi Hendrix, which led to him playing on songs like All Along the Watchtower and Crosstown Traffic. Check out episode 42 for that. It's another great listen. But that's it for November the 2nd then. I'll be back tomorrow with more classic rock from this day in history. So until then, take care.